All right, so Pehe Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Amar Kra Verapo Yerape Litent Refua B'Makom Nezek. So this pasuk Verapo Yerape, the same pasuk we've been working with, says the same pasuk that you can learn that your chayev refua. B'makom nezek, even where there's nezek, you still have to pay refua. Hai mi boile l'kedetana debei Revi Yishmael. Wait, how can you use that pasuk to teach you your chayev refua b'makom nezek? This pasuk is used in what we just worked on, the tana debei Revi Yishmael for rapo yirapa mikan shenitna rishos l'rofa l'rafos. So that pasuk gives the heter to the rofa to do the refuah. So how could you use this pasuk to tell you that you're chayav refuah and b'makom nezek? Im kain nechtov kra verofa yirapa. So that if it were true that it's just a heter for the rofa, it would be verofa yirapa. Shmam minam liten refuah b'makom nezek. V'ikati mi boile l'kada amran lemisne be'kra berifoy. But we still need the pasuk. It can't be true that this is now just to tell you refuah b'makom nezek you're chayev, because you needed this pasuk to tell you by alabot smachim that you're chayev. So there was a double lashon by the pasuk. Im kain lemakra o rapo yerapa my verapo yerapa shma mina liten refuah b'makom nezek. Miklal de mishkachas lehu shaloba makom nezek. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to get into a whole new idea of refoy. Really, all the domains of hachovel, all the domains of onesh by hachovel, shaloba makom nezek. So they say that there's a refua, if you're chayav refua b'makom nezek, there must be a refua shaloba makom nezek. So the Gemara says, "Shelo b'makom nezek heichi mishkachas lehu tsar kidatani tsar kavoa b'shipud o b'masmer va'afil al tziprono makom she'eno osa chabura." So tsar shelo b'makom nezek we did already, right? Where you just burn someone. Refoy dahavi kayv lemidi v'salik. So what is refoy shelo b'makom nezek? Refoy shalob makom nezek is where dahavi karvle midi v'salik v'aisile sama harifa v'achvure levisre tzarach leusvele sama lankute guvne devisre. So what does it mean? It's refoy shalob makom nezek is where the person was originally injured. Dahavi karvle midi v'salik. Rashi says shahelo maka b'vasaro v'haisa misrafa. He had a maka at one point and then it healed. And then the person who made the maka brought him a salve, and it turned his skin. Va'achvur levisrei, it whitened his skin. So Rashi says, "Havchul amar tzaras," it turned it to the appearance of tzaras, like whitened it. Detzarech la'osvele sama lan kute govna devisrei, that you have to now give him a new ointment. To change the skin color back. So the Gemara says that is refoy shelo b'makom nezek in your chayev. Now, what's interesting is that we pointed out last time is what's interesting is that you your chayev here for refua, even though this is purely cosmetic. So what happens is you do something that blanches someone's skin. You're chayev in refuah to return their skin color. So you see, I mean, there's a ktsas raya that cosmetics is considered refuah. Because otherwise you just say, listen, you know, so your skin's whitened. That's not a disease. You're not chayev refuah to change that back. Because again, we're not talking about nezek here. We're not talking about tsar. We're talking about refuah. So you see that the cosmetic issue that is considered a refuah. Now, what Guy asked last week, which is the real question of the sugya, really, the question of this part of the sugya, is what does it mean, dahavi karev leimidi v'selik? Or is the Gemara The Gemara conditions the obligation here, Refuah Shelo B'Makom Nezek, on the fact that there was a previous chabura of some kind that healed. This guy, why does it happen? As you see, Rash V'Haisim Misrafed healed, so why is that necessary? And you see, in fact, it's a machlokas Rishonim, because the Rambam holds that that the beginning part of the Gemara doesn't have that. He doesn't have the contingency here on having the Havi Karvle Midi Vesalik in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass in like the Rambam. There is no mention. So let's peek at the Rambam. So the Rambam is in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, "Hashkehu sam osachu sam v'shina mare oro mishalom lo rifoy belvad ad shiyachzer marehu kamoshahaya." He says, if you give someone the sam to drink, or you spread it on them and it changes the appearance of their skin, you're only chayev and rifoy until you're chayev and rifoy ad shiyachzer. He says, until he gets it back to the right color that he was. So you see, the Rambam has no contingency. This isn't conditioned at all on a karev la midi veselik. There's nothing that happened before. So Rashi, according to, so the Gra, the Gra actually says that the girsa of the Rambam must have been that his girsa in the Gemara must have been without this. But it's very clear. Rashi seems, is not at all troubled by it. Shehailo maka b'basaro v'haisim es rafa. Rashi thinks that this makes perfect sense. And so the question is, what is the necessity for having this condition before? And what's the machlokas rishonim? What's the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam in regards to that requirement? Right? All right, so I thought when I was looking at the Gemara's, just trying to understand what makes, if you think about Refoy, Shelo B'Makom Nezek is different than all these other Shelo B'Makom Nezeks. The case here where you have the Aisile Sama Harifa, the Achvuri Levisrei, what's unique in this case, I think, is that all the other cases, you think about Kavo Bishipud, or we'll talk about the Hadkeba and Druna, right? Or by Boshis, the Rakle Ba'ape, all these different things that can happen. Shelo B'Makom Nezek cases are all cases where there's really no discrete sort of musculoskeletal injury. No classic mechanism of musculoskeletal injury, but yet there's some dissociated traumatic event that doesn't come from that kind of a mechanism. So the Gemara describes Hadkeba and Druna, that you're chayev sheves for when someone is locked into you keep them from working in this closet, or you have spitting in someone's face is Boshe Shelo B'Makom Nezek, and we already talked about like putting a hot thing on someone so that it burns them, but there's no chabura. So all those cases are considered Shelo B'Makom Nezek cases where you're chayev the dissociated particular domain of chavala, whether it's boshes or whether it's sheves or whether it's sar. But this case really is much different, the case of Sama Harifa, because in the Sama Harifa case, ostensibly, there's no particular experience to that injury, the actual mutilation that takes place doesn't have to be experienced. It's a whitening of the skin. It's a cosmetic event. There's no indication here that it's painful. In fact, if it were painful, this would be Tsar Shelo B'Makom Nezek. Right? The Gemara doesn't call it Tsar Shelo B'Makom Nezek. So it would seem that it's not painful at all. Otherwise, it would be a different category. So this must be painless. So if it's painless, where is the experience of the chavala? So in fact, there is no experience of the chavala unless you consider the percipient who sees that his skin is blanched as being an experience, which is after the event, which really isn't the experience of being blanched. It's just the perception of myself having a different skin color. But I don't experience the chavala at all, if this is a chavala. As the point is, we're talking about to be chayav refoy. Again, these things are not, this is not nizke mamon. This is a choval chavero. So there has to be a chavala here to be chayav. So the idea is that I think according to Rashi, the reason you have to have kayav le midi v'salik is because you have to anchor yourself. There has to be a maka. If there's no maka, if this isn't anchored in some injury, then if there's no experience of injury, then there is no, you can't be defined as a nichbal. You have to be defined as a nichbal to make the guy chayev in refuah. If you're not a nichbal, and with that, Rashi holds without the experience, you can't be a nichbal. There has to be an experience. Just looking at yourself and seeing that your skin is white is not enough of an experience to be considered a nichbal so that you can make someone pay you for a fu'a. So then what does the Rambam hold? So the Rambam may hold, this may be a kind of a question of kind of a really kind of an argument over existentialism in some ways. That Rashi holds that what's important here is the actual experience of chavala. You have to experience the chavala to be a nichbal. Experience is what's critical in the definition of a nichbal. The Rambam holds that all that's required is the experience of the individual isn't important to define the person as a nichbal. What's required is that the abstract, that the person, that when we think about the abstract person, there's been a mutilation. So in terms of this person is disfigured now. It doesn't matter in terms of, in the abstract, there's no distinction between a musculoskeletal injury and a disfigurement that comes from cosmetics in terms of having a mutilation. There's no distinction. There's a distinction in experience, but in terms of the abstract gavra, has a mutilation. So according to the Rambam, you don't have an existential requirement for the individual to experience the actual assault for the person to be considered a nichbal. What has to happen is that there has to be a mutilation. You have to be able to say that this gavra has some sort of an objective mutilation. An objective mutilation is all that's required, and that happened here. What you didn't have is anyone experiencing that mutilation. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, what's required is in fact abstract in terms of becoming a nichbal. And here you have that. You have it. You have a mutilation.
It's not abstract.
Well, it's abstract in the sense it's abstract in the sense that it's not something that is experienced. It's something that is definitional. The mutilation here is purely definitional because we're saying that cosmetics counts, but there's nothing that's actually experienced. So definitionally,
pain?
I mean, well, chavala,
which is
chavala, is some sort of injury. In other words, there isn't really an experience of injury, Yeah, but there is definitionally there is injury in the abstract because there is an objective kind of a mutilation that's never really experienced. So if what you require, what the Rambam has is a system of chavala that's rather abstract, that what's required is a definitional change, that this is someone that before was cosmetically intact and now is not. Now in terms of assault, there isn't any experience, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that one person rendered someone else mutilated. It just bypassed experience.
The Rambam holds that doesn't matter. You don't need experience to say that someone is a nichbal. According to Rashi, experience is the very definition of being a nichbal. There is no chavala without experience. So what you have is an argument in terms of how we understand the process of becoming a nichbal. According to the Rambam, it's purely definitional. And according to Rashi, it's existential. It requires an actual experience. It's not just like a hefsed mamon. There doesn't have to be an experience of hefsed mamon. When I pay you for my shore that does something to your shore, you don't have to experience the hefsed mamon for me to be chayav. It just has to be a hefsed, right? Over here, according to the Rambam, all that's required is that objectively there be some mutilation. It doesn't matter how much your own self-consciousness participates in that event. According to Rashi, the point here is that these are onshin. This is a system of onish because it has something to do with what you're doing to another person. It involves boshes. It involves tsar. This is at the very heart that the domains that are described in Chavala are really at the very heart of experience itself. Pain, embarrassment, right? These are things that go beyond. This isn't just Niske Mamon. This is about sentience. It's about you know what it feels like to be assaulted. That these are all the components of what happens when one person suffers an assault at the hands of another person. So Rashi holds that experience is at the very heart of being a nichbal. According to the Rambam, these are abstract domains. They don't have to be, of course, but there's no such thing as boshes without experience, I would imagine. I mean, maybe we could think that through also. But here, you have a domain. You have an obligation in a domain. You have a potential chavala where really there is no experience. That's one way to learn the Rambam. The other way to learn the Rambam is to say, no, it's not true. The Rambam doesn't. This isn't entirely abstract and definitional. This really does require experience. The Rambam doesn't disagree, but the Rambam holds that the seeing yourself, seeing the skin change, seeing the your perception of yourself cosmetically counts as an experience. The perception of your cosmetic injury counts as, even though you didn't experience the chavala itself, your experience of yourself being, you know, mutilated, seeing yourself a different color, whatever shock or horror that entails, is considered a chavala. That is considered a chavala. So that is considered a trauma. So the Rambam holds there is an experience. It's a reflexive experience. You don't experience the chavala itself. You experience your reaction to it, which counts. So there's more than one way to learn the Rambam.
Pretty good. And according to Rashi, the chavala, original damage that you... Right?
Say that again. According to Rashi, yeah, the original damage that you got was healed, because otherwise it would be machmud. Then it wouldn't be shalom b'makom nezek. It'd be b'makom nezek. It still has to be. The Gemara wants to describe shalom b'makom nezek. So the only way to say, make it shalom b'makom nezek is to wall off the makah from before.
So the thing is, the problem is it's flaky, the connection between after the fact, according to Rashi.
I mean, it's like a matir for being a nichbal. Like, you're still a nichbal because this guy did that to you, and he's bringing this salve to try to help you more in terms of what he already did.
What do you mean?
Meaning, the same guy that created your wound is bringing you something to put on the scar tissue or whatever, and it makes it white. So the point is that you're still legabe this guy, you're
and
a nichbal.
He was trying to help him or hurt him?
I don't think that he was trying to hurt him. I don't think that I don't think the idea here is that he said, after he hit him, he said, and also, here's something that's going to hurt you more.
I think if it healed, then there was no point in him doing any of this.
No, but I mean, the wound healed, but I guess there was still, maybe there was a scar or something that he thought this would help with. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't describe the exact circumstance.
The point is that, basically, it's still... it's not like it when we say it healed, it didn't really heal completely.
Well, I think the wound closed. I mean, it was a nisrafa must mean if it was a wound, it closed. But let's say there was something there that you could put something on. I mean, your question is, did he do it b'mezid or b'shogeg? Because I think if you do something shogeg, you're not chayev as a chovel. But here, the point is, you're already a chovel. That is a good point, because you're not chayev, I think that's true, then the chamisha devarim, you're not chayev for shogeg, only nezek, you're not chayev for the other stuff. I think that's true. But I don't remember. But in any case, I think the way the Gemara describes it, it's not like he hit you and then he said, not only that, but I'm going to also hurt you with this sam harifa that's going to make you white. I don't think that's the implication. But in any case, there has to be a previous wound. In any case, the point of Rashi is that you have to be a nichbal lagabe this guy, defined by an actual makkah, for that guy to be chayav and refuah to you for this thing.
But like you're saying, if he's doing it for the purpose of helping him, it's hard to say that you'll be chayav. Even if you...
Why? It doesn't matter, because you're still a nichbal lagabe him, and the fact is that he created this cosmetic injury.
I mean, I was a nichbal, and now I'm trying to, so to speak, help the guy out.
No,
so this activity is not... You're tying it back to...
It doesn't matter, because the point is that it's not that this is considered itself a chavala. It's that you are a nichbal lagabe this guy, so that when he does this and creates this mutilation, he's going to be chayav and refuah. Because this isn't enough to make you a nichbal, according to Rashi. There's no experience. Right. What makes you a nichbal is the makkah from before. Since that's the case, he's chayav and refuah on this also, because in point of fact, now you have this cosmetic issue that you have to go to a doctor for. So because you're a nichbal already, he's obligated in your doctor bill because he caused this problem. That wouldn't have been enough to make you a nichbal on its own, because there's no experience. There has to be an experience.
Right.
Let me just frame the problem. So the Gemara says that you're chayev sheves shelo b'makom nezek. So sheves, of course, is when you pay a guy, you hurt him and he can't work, so you have to pay him for what he could have done for that period of time where he's convalescing, yeah? So the Gemara says, Sheves Shaloba Makom Nezek. What's the case of Sheves Shaloba Makom Nezek, where there's no actual musculoskeletal injury? It says, the Gemara says, it says, Dehad Keba Indruna Ubatle. So it says that you, like you lock him, Sagra B'miskar, Rashi says. You like lock him in Druna, is like a little closet, and then he ivatle, you're mevatlim from his malacha. So the Gemara says that's considered sheves shelo b'makom nezek. But of course, the obvious problem with that is that two problems with that. One problem is, where's the chavala? Because all you did is lock him in a closet. You didn't hurt him. If you want to say this is Sheves Shelo B'Makom Nezek, and Sheves is part of Chovel Chavero, you have to be Chovel Yer Chavero. Just preventing him from work is Grumma. If I prevent you from making money, I'm Garim Nezek, Potter from Grumma. So how is this any different from Grumma? Right? I guess those are two problems. Where is the Chavala, and how is this not Grumma? Does that make sense? So I think the Rush actually...
What do you mean, how's it not Grumma?
Grumma is where you lose money. In other words, Grumma is where I cause you to lose money without taking money away from you.
That's what this is. You're indirectly...
I know, but then I should be Potter. Grumma ben Nezikin is Potter. Here I'm Chayev. So you're calling it Sheva Shelo B'Makom Nezek, but it's just a way of saying there's no difference between this and any other time I prevent you from making money. Like Rav Moshe, you know, yeah, if I take you to a city where you're, if I pick you up and move you to a city where things are more expensive, you know, that was Rav Moshe's case in the Dibros Moshe for a case of Grumma Nezikin that's Potter, that I made it so that your money wouldn't go as far. So yeah, you lose money that way, but I'm not chaya for that, because that's a Grumma. I didn't take the money out of your pocket. Here I'm Mavatel Bekiso. Mavatel Bekiso Shechavero is Grumma, that's Potter.
I'm not chayev for that. I'm only chayev where I take away your money or I damage your property. Here, I'm just, this is the class, it should be a classic case of grema. I think the answer, like Gaia is saying, I think the answer to that is that the chiddush here, if you think about hadke b'indruna, the Gemara didn't just say hadke b'bayis. You know what I mean? It's b'indruna. There's something, there's a confinement here that isn't just about limiting his access to work. I think that the issue here is that there's something, that there's a traumatic element to this. And that's one way to understand it. Let's also see the rush.